Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family, whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Well, welcome back, friends, to Catching Time. This is Brian and Miss Rachel, yep. And today we've got another special guest.
We do.
Miss Lauren Gerlach.
Whatever you want to call me, worries.
Well, Miss Lauren is good, too, right?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. And this has been really fun kind of going through Lent week by week. And so we're on week 3. What's the challenge? What's the theme? What's the verse this week? Hit us with it, Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, I think, going to be a fan favorite. This week's theme is about breaking bread, specifically face to face.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. So just
carbs,
to get
the best. Yeah,
exactly. So this week we're really talking about the powerful experiences that can happen when we share meals together with people. Mm. And, I mean, just at that base level.
Yeah.
And then especially adding on to it the spiritual connections that can happen through those types of conversations, the vulnerability, the honesty, the transparency that comes with literally eating in front of each other and with each other.
Yes.
But then also what do you choose your conversations to be about? Stuff like that. So the prompt specifically this week for all of us as a church body is that we're considering how we can level up the experience of having face-to-face dinners together, especially within the family.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear what y'all think about that, how y'all might tackle that this week in your own homes, and what advice you have for everyone.
What I'll say for our family, to have family dinner, it takes planning and execution.
Yep.
Right? So me and Janelle, every week we sit down and we go, who's doing what meal, right?
Yep.
We have practice on Tuesday, Thursday. So because I coach, it's like, okay, that's got to be a crockpot meal. So let's think through what are the meals we can do that are going to cook while we're away.
Mm-hmm.
On Mondays, I typically cook. Hey, what am I going to make? What do we already have? It takes planning.
Yeah.
And then it takes us sitting down and going, okay, we're going to sit as a family. We know that there's other things that could be happening. There's other things that could be going on. But we're going to dedicate this time. We're going to sit down around the table. We also have a night of the week where we always invite someone else in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
So every Monday.
That's cool.
It's not always a different person. It's usually our friend Paul. And we love Paul. And he's great.
Awesome.
Shout out to Paul.
Hi, Paul.
but he comes over for dinner most Monday nights, right? And we just know that that's dinner night with Mr. Paul because our table is welcome for a lot of people. And so we want that built in for our kids too, is like, hey, dinner's not just for us, but we can invite others into that. We've had neighbor kids over and stay for dinner. If you've listened to the podcast, you know about the Alley Cats. This is my son's gangs that run around the neighborhood. They call themselves the Alley Cats. So the Alley Cats will eat with us. And we try and do our high and lows, which are always fun to hear from other people, from other than our family, of like, what was good this week? What was bad? We do our buffalo. What was the unexpected? And the uh-oh, what did we mess up? Which are sometimes really tough.
Yeah.
Because that's sometimes a moment of confession with each other at the table. Like, hey, man, I know I did you. That's kind of been my uh-oh all day, right? And I've been thinking about that one, replaying that one. It can be tough. It's not always fun. But family dinners are what they are.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And like you said, Brian, it's hard. You have to be intentional about it. I think recently about our family and practices Monday and Thursday night, and it ends at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a high schooler. But still, it's like – Todd and I have already eaten by that time if he hasn't traveled that week. So our dinners have to be very intentional. There was one time last week where we all surprised ourselves and we're like, what? We're all at the dinner table at the same time? We couldn't believe it because it hadn't happened in a long time just because of the different things. You know, when you have a college kid and a high school kid, it does make it a little bit more difficult. But it was so like a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. And so when I was thinking about it, when you're talking about the prompt, I was like, it goes back to the thing we talked about, dating your kids.
Oh, yeah.
And having that intentional time where you're like, oh, no, we are intentionally going to go to Chick-fil-A and have ice cream. You know, I know that you can go other places to have ice cream, but if you've already eaten.
But that's the Lord's ice cream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
I think it's ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream. Yeah, you're
just
right.
Just saying, this is the Lord's.
This is true. But I think about our families who, you know, mom might not get home from work until later. And so dad might be the one that's doing dinner, but then mom still wants to have the fun. So then you go and do the ice cream, or you go and do the date, or you go and do the walk, especially as it's turning to be lighter outside or later and that kind of things. But like, what's your family's rhythm and how can you incorporate it every week? Breaking that bread together. I think what you said about inviting somebody over, who would you invite? I'm going to say let's take a pause.
Okay. Yeah.
If we could, and let's talk, let's say, who would you invite? When are we going to break bread together, fam?
Yeah.
Family. And who are we going to invite to have this dinner with us?
Love it.
Awesome.
And we're back, so we're going to go around. We want to hear who you're going to invite to dinner. Miss Rachel, are you ready? Well, or should we start? Okay,
I'm ready.
You're ready?
No,
all right.
Absolutely.
All right, Rachel, hit us with it.
I've thought about it, and Brian, you, Janelle, and the boys need to come over for dinner.
Okay, yeah.
Need to make the trek.
We need to make the trek up to Frisco. Would love to
do that. Right now, live invite.
Yeah. I know. I can't turn it down.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Yes, you can. We'll schedule it. We'll be intentional.
Yeah, we'll be intentional. We'll schedule it. We'll bring dessert.
Love it.
What about you, Lauren? Who would you invite to dinner? Who are you and Creighton like, we need to get them over?
Yeah, for Creighton and I think it's a lot of our new neighbors, literally.
Yeah, because you guys just moved not too long ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just really cool because we found out that someone who lives one street away was actually my confirmation leader.
What?
Yeah, and so, like, she and her husband have just come over for dinner. But so more people like that, whether we know them or not, we love to host, and I think it's really, really important to make people feel like you've set the table, like you do for Paul, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Is that – who would you invite?
We'd invite Paul. I also think about – we've become very good friends with the people who live behind us. So, like, we share an alley.
Nice.
And their kid is awesome. He's over at our house a lot. And, like, we've just kind of developed some community with them. And we're going – and they've actually had us over for dinner. So it's time to reciprocate, right?
Yeah.
It's time to go, okay, we need to have them over, have some dinner together, continue to break bread. And
awesome.
There's something special when you sit down and, and literally physically eat a meal with somebody. It's – there's kind of a vulnerable moment, right? I think about some of our high school girls who hate eating in front of people. Also, high school boys do this too. So this is not a –
It's not just the girls.
But there's this pressure of like, do I look okay when I'm eating? You know, like they cover their mouth or whatever. You know, I shouldn't cover my mouth while I'm talking on the microphone. But like there's that sense and vulnerability with people. That is
big, for sure.
Huge, yeah.
Absolutely.
So one of the scriptures that kind of came to me when I was thinking about, I mean, because we're talking about this in the context of Lent, right?
Yeah.
And about how not only the church continues to grow just like it did way back in the book of Acts, when there is this early church movement and people are getting together and it is a home culture.
Yeah.
Worship is starting in the homes. Meals are a huge part of that. Acts chapter 2 has this great verse. It says in verse 46, every day they continued to meet together. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor for all the people.
Wow.
Yeah. I think about it as we practice that in church, right? The Eucharist, right? Communion is that time where I do feel when I miss it once a month with St. Andrew, because like, whatever, you know, we got something going on. I do miss that. I do feel like it's breaking bread with my entire church family. Mm-hmm. Which is a unique experience and a traditional experience. It ties us to the greater church history. So I think there's even that challenge there. Like, do communion at home. Serve communion with your family, dads, moms. Like, break bread. Go through the liturgy. You can find it. It's not hard. And have some communion together.
Yeah.
Like, take Eucharist together. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the community, saying the words together, saying the liturgy together. There's
so
something
powerful
about that, you know, just saying, you know, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. You know, the mystery of the faith, of all these different things. There's just something that's just amazing about it. So I love that.
And transformative, right? It's as we're talking about Lent, right? The last meal Jesus shares with the disciples is this Passover meal, right?
Yeah.
And breaking bread with them and having that moment. And again, one of the most powerful moments in my spiritual development was every Good Friday, we'd go to Good Friday service, which was great. But we'd come home and my dad would wash our feet.
Aww.
And I thought that was so bizarre.
Wow.
Particularly as a high schooler, right? But looking back, it was so formative in me going, hey, this is how Jesus was living. This is how he was serving.
Yeah.
And this is how my father is trying to serve me, right?
Yeah.
A great understanding of like what Jesus did for me. Again, dads, that's a challenge. You got to humble yourself. You got to embrace the awkward of it, because my dad did.
Yep.
And we would do communion and foot washing, which is, again, no one really likes feet. Like, no. It's okay.
Yeah.
But it is a cool thing, a challenge, if you will take it.
If you'll take it, yeah. Speaking of challenges, Lauren, what's your challenge for us this week?
Yeah.
So in addition to inviting someone over to your home, what I want to challenge y'all with, especially in a Lent context like what Brian highlighted, think about Jesus's last meal for a bit and think about how the table really felt set. Now, I know we just have spent time talking about how hard it is to get together, even around the same common table, but sometime this week, set the table in a different way. Maybe that's taking a little piece of paper and putting name cards, even if it's just your regular family, and put their name at their place. Maybe it's starting with a different dinner prayer. Google something for Lent. I'm sure there's something out there. If you're going to do communion together at home, which you could, that's been suggested, you don't know the liturgy, no worries. Say the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are kind of my challenges. What do y'all think about that?
I love that.
I do too, because changing where you sit at the dinner table changes your perspective. Because we have not assigned seats, and I'm quoting quote-unquotes in here, but we have our favorite places that we sit. And if we change those, I'm going to be looking in a different direction. I'm going to be looking at somebody different from across the way. And that sure will help me change my perspective. So not only are we going to invite Brian and Janelle to dinner, we're going to sit at all the
seating chart.
All the different seats. I also think leave a seat open, right? Leave one open either symbolically of somebody you've lost, or leave it symbolically open of, hey, we're inviting in the Lord into this meal, right?
God's going to sit there.
Yeah. It's for a prophet, Elijah. I don't know. I don't know. Like, whatever you guys want to do. Yeah, that got off the rails. But leave a seat open maybe. I don't know. That would be my other challenge. Yeah. This has been Catching Time. Catch some time with one another. Have a meal together this week. That's the challenge. Can you make it happen? This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.